If you listen to the invocations given so far this year at the City Council, you'll notice some common themes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. Let's pray.
Let's pray.
With that, let's pray.
Let us pray.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Guest chaplains frequently ask the audience to participate, and in more than half of the invocations, Christianity is referenced.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We ask this through Christ our Lord.
In your holy and precious name, Jesus.
We pray this in Christ.
We thank you, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
And praise the name of your Son.
In Jesus' name we pray.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
At meetings early in the year, the mayor asked the audience to rise.
Everyone please rise for the invocation. We have the invocation. Everyone please rise. Everyone could please rise. Please rise, and we'll recognize Pastor Troy Carr from Faith Temple.
These practices are an issue for some non-Christians, one of whom contacted the Freedom From Religion Foundation to register a complaint. After the foundation threatened a lawsuit, the City Council discussed and rejected the idea of a formal policy setting out guidelines for invocations. At that point, the mayor started giving this disclaimer.
You're welcome to participate, but not required.
You know, and the motto for the state of South Dakota is, under God the people rule. The state legislature has prayers opening their sessions.
Mayor Sam Quaker defends the City Council's invocation practice as a living relic of tradition.
We have long had invocations at our public meetings. It's something that's gone back at least to the 50s, probably even before.
Tradition is at the heart of the plaintiff's argument in the U.S. Supreme Court case heard last week. And tradition is cited in amicus curiae, or friend of the court briefs, filed by, among others, the state of South Dakota and President Barack Obama. Quaker says the majority of prayers given at council meetings are Christian because the majority of Rapid City citizens are Christian.
We have non-denominational prayers, but because of the makeup of our community, which is there's a number of Christian churches here, that there's a large number of Christian prayers, and I think that's one of the concerns that the Freedom From Religion Foundation had raised in their complaint.
To be a Jewish prayer one week, a Catholic, Christian, Lutheran, Episcopal, Indian, Native American, Muslim, Islamic prayer.
Council President Jerry Wright says the council avoids endorsing any one religion when it invites people of various faiths to give prayers.
If we had a set, professed, I would say faith-based prayer, I mean a specific prayer said by a certain way, in line with a certain, say a Catholic prayer, right? Well-established Catholic prayer, every week, all the time, I don't think that would be right. Or if we had a Muslim, Islamic prayer every week, or a Jewish prayer, or anything. Because we are a multifaceted community, we're a multifaceted world.
Both he and Mayor Quaker say the prayer gives the council time to reflect and to ask for guidance before doing the city's business. I met with Jerry Wright in a meeting room just across the hall from council chambers, and I asked him why the council doesn't gather in the small room before meetings to have prayers before going into chambers to face the public.
I guess tradition, because it has always traditionally been done. It's a good question. Or why don't we just have a moment of reflective thought or whatever, and that could be done.
But for Wright, tradition wins out when could be done comes up against will be done.
But our choice is to express by a verbal prayer, non-denominational, non-obligatory at the beginning. That's our choice.
I don't really understand, honestly, why a moment of silence isn't really quite enough.
Rapid City Attorney Patrick Duffy says mixing religion with politics is hazardous and governmental bodies should look for alternatives.
We can all pray to our God in our hearts. And I think that ought to be enough to get the Rapid City Common Council and other city councils well on their way to getting the work done.
Duffy says relying on tradition is shaky. History is full of traditions that have become obsolete. He says until 1958, it was a felony in South Dakota for a Native person to marry or cohabitate with a white person.
The minute tradition trumps, tradition can inform reasoned intellectual analysis, but the minute tradition is trumped, all that's really happened is everybody said, look, I don't want to think about this anymore. This is just, let's just let this thing go. Let's just create an exception.
But Duffy says politicians, people who want to be reelected, fall into a political trap when they become involved in religious matters.
You can't not vote on religious matters once they're put before you as an elected representative. You can take a principled stand and say, look, I don't believe that this is proper here. I'm going to vote against this. I don't want... Well, you'll be castigated as the next version of the Antichrist. And, of course, what's the point? You should never have been there in the first place. Politicians should not be put in these places.
The Rapid City politicians are waiting for the Town of Greece opinion before reconsidering the policy for invocations. They can afford to wait. The Freedom From Religion Foundation won't take action before that opinion is issued. Until then, Rapid City residents who go to city council meetings can continue to hear the practice of tradition.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.